In the year 2018, when I was 81 years old, God began showing me something that was coming into my life in the days ahead. I had been living alone in a house in Texas. I was shown in a very subtle way that the time was coming I would no longer be able to live alone. It wasn't as clearly stated as I'm making it today, but it was definitely there where I knew a change was coming. I fell at my house in Texas in December 2018. It was a pretty bad fall. I was injured badly and taken to the hospital. I didn't know if I would live or die. I didn't ask God if I'd live or die. I really, inside me, just simply had an understanding that whatever he did would be all right. I think it's okay to ask God if you're going to live or die. I just didn't really surface. After surgery, they took me to a rehab hospital. It was totally unsuitable. They took me to another rehab hospital, which worked out real well. I had to stay, what would it be, December 6th is when I fell. And I was released February 24th. So approximately 2 months at the rehab hospital. The night before surgery, a nurse came to my room and she said, before we can operate on you, we must have in your signature the name of a person who will be responsible for making decisions if you can't make them after surgery. I said, Pam Padgett will do that. At the time, there was a church member standing there, and she was just shocked. She lived in Lubbock. I'm sure she would naturally think I would name her to make decisions. Somehow God had put it in my heart that Pam was to do this. I never had it surface in my mind until that moment that the nurse said she had to have in writing from me the name of the person who'd be in charge of me. After Sandra left my room, she called Pam and said, Joan says that you are in charge of her. Pam said, well, okay. They hung up the phone, and Pam turned to God and said, now what? Well, that's exactly why Pam was in charge. The first thing she did was turn to God. She had faith that God would hear her and that he would answer her. It seems at that point in time, the other woman really didn't have that faith. Years later, she did. God knows everything about the situation we're in, exactly who can help us, and he can plant in our heart what he wants us to do. And we just know. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you.